He answered him saying, fear not. He literally said, stop the fear. Now, he wouldn't have said it if he couldn't do it. Don't you ever stand up to Jesus and say, yeah, but I can't help it. I told you to keep your big blab mouth shut. And do what the man said. Stop the fear. How do I do that? I'll tell you in a minute. Don't leave now. Stop the fear. Believe only. Don't contaminate your faith. And what you said to me back there at that boat, don't contaminate your faith, what you're believing, with fear. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Don't do it. Shut up. Fear not. Believe only. And, look at it. She shall be made whole. Now you can see, you can see where the action line is. You stop the fear and she shall be made whole. You don't, she won't.
That's right. That's right.
If he'd have said, oh yeah, but Lord, she's already dead. Now why did you let this happen to me? I have served the synagogue. I mean, I spent all them years doing all that stuff, and I don't understand why I can't get some help here. Right in the middle of all of this, I mean, God, oh, woe is me. All of that's fear-based. And in reality, when you take that kind of reaction and you strip the religion and the self-pity and all that off of it and look at it for what it really is, you really actually judged God. You should have done this and you didn't. You let this happen to me. You let the devil do this to me. Oh. That may be the answer to the question, how dumb can you get? Now, I don't care what you're in. If you've been doing that, you repent right now. Don't you even let this message go 5 more seconds. You repent right now. That is a sin. You have no business judging anybody, much less God. He's given you everything He's got. Let me tell you something. He didn't let it happen to you. You let it happen to you. The devil doesn't have any authority over you that you didn't give him. He's been stripped of everything he had. And you have the name. You have the word. You have the full armor. You've got the Holy Ghost. You've got the power of the Spirit. You've got a whole book full of powerful words of the living God. And they're right and the authority to speak them. Now don't give me no more of that other trash. I'd be nice to you, but I didn't come here to play church with you. There's too many people in deep trouble financially, deep trouble physically, families in deep trouble. And I'm talking to guys that are going to be deployed and you're going to be looking down somebody's gun barrel here in a few days. And I'm telling you the thing that will either get you killed or keep you alive.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you when that 91st Psalm gets buried down deep in your guts, when it is in there so strong that somebody just look at you. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. 1,000 can fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand. 11,000 can pile up around me and it ain't gonna touch me.
Yep.
Oh, Brother Copeland, isn't that a little arrogant? You don't know the difference between arrogance and faith. And the reason you don't is because you hadn't seen much faith. All you've seen is religion, and that is genetically altered Bible. And you can't feed on religion. It'll choke and make a skinny, helpless little spirit out of your spirit, just like genetically altered food will make a big belly around your waist. Yes, sir. Because it's full of trash. Yes, and it won't feed you. And you can't put pressure on it and it hold. But when you get in the word of faith, you get in the word of the blood, you get in the word of deliverance, you get in the words of Jesus, you get strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, and you get to where somebody just poke you and that 91st Psalm comes running out of you. And you just stand up there with a smile on your face. You boy, do whatever you're going to do. Let's get this over with. I'm going to go home and eat supper.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord becomes your strength.
Amen.
But Brother Copeland, they told me I was going to die. They know I got cancer, Brother Copeland. They told me I was going to die. Well, so am I. So, you're going to die. So's he. So's he. So's she. What's you crabbing about? You're going to let some little mutant cell in your body tell you how you can live and how you cannot. How dare you, darling?
Glory. Preach it.
Laying around there crying, bawling, feeling sorry for yourself, and there's a Bible laying right there by your desk. With the lightning of God on every page. And the devil just hoping you don't never, ever reach for it. Because as long as he's able to frighten you, as long as you're scared of death, you are subject to bondage.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus said, stop the fear. Fear not. Believe only and she shall be made whole. You put your faith on the line and then you stop the fear and you believe only, you shall be made whole. You shall walk out of that financial trap. You shall walk out of that hospital room. You shall walk out of that family situation. You shall walk out free, praise God, and no demon in hell can stop you.